Governor Kelly recently announced that the Kansas Office of Broadband Development will begin accepting applications on February 3, 2025, for funding from the National Telecommunications Information and Administration, or NTIA, Digital Equity Capacity Grant Program, and there will be a total of $8.2 million available in funding. Governor Kelly said the state Digital Equity Capacity Grant will enable them to continue expanding internet access to all Kansans. And thanks to the Digital Equity Act, these funds will empower more Kansans to fully leverage the power of technology and thrive in the digitally connected economy. The program promotes partnerships to enhance digital opportunity efforts and expand workforce skills, education, and other resources. And while applicants are encouraged to develop new and innovative strategies, the program targets projects in areas that include digital skills, e-government and civic engagement, device distribution programs, economic development, online access to health and mental wellness services, online accessibility, and access to affordable broadband service. Applications will be open from February 3rd to April 3rd, 2025, and eligible entities that are encouraged to apply include community organizations, educational institutions, tribal nations, and local government agencies. To learn more about the efforts of the Kansas Office of Broadband Development, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/Office of Broadband Development. Sarah Meitner, the executive director of the Heartland Community Foundation in Hays, was honored as one of 14 rural innovators recognized by the White House for their outstanding contributions to rural communities across the United States. Meitner, the sole Kansan selected for this distinction, participated in the White House Rural Innovators Initiative event on Wednesday, where she highlighted the impactful work happening in Northwest Kansas. Meitner was nominated for the honor by Sarah Bloom, Quality Places Manager at the Kansas Department of Commerce, for her leadership in creating inclusive spaces, fostering a culture of charitable giving, and supporting local nonprofits. Central to her nomination was her work on the Hays Arc Park, a $2.1 million inclusive playground and splash pad that opened in September 2021. Inspired by her son Abe, who has Down syndrome, the Arc Park provides a space where children and families of all abilities can play together, and the project has since inspired multiple accessible park initiatives across Kansas and beyond, serving as a model for inclusive community development. The Arc Park has quickly become a community treasure and welcomes thousands of visitors a year from local communities and families passing through Hays. Work on Phase 3 of the Arc Park continues with more fundraising dollars needed. In addition to her role at the Heartland Community Foundation, Meitner serves as president of the board of the Arc of Central Plains. For the fourth year, the KSHSAA and Capital Federal Foundation will award True Blue scholarships that are intended to support Kansas high school graduates in post-secondary efforts. This one-time scholarship is for students graduating during the 2024-2025 school year, and these funds will be made payable to a two-year or four-year accredited college, university, or technical school in the name of the selected student. The awards are non-renewable, one-time scholarships in the amount of $2,000 and are provided for a student in each activity administered by the KSHSAA. Students must be seniors attending and graduating from a member school of the Kansas State High School Activities Association during the 2024-2025 school year and have rostered in the chosen activity their senior year, and they must be considered as students in good standing as confirmed by their building principal. Students must enroll and attend a post-secondary institution of their choice as a full-time student within 2 years of graduation, and applicants must be in their final semester of high school. The student will be selected based upon an assessment of components that include 30% community service, 30% academic achievement, 20% breadth of school activity participation, and 20% activity achievement. For more information, you can visit kshsaa.org.